From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Perrell. Good morning. Now that the California Senate has passed a single-payer health care bill, supporters and opponents are wondering if it would actually make it easier for Californians to get health care. Reporter Sally Schilling explains.
California Nurses Association is a lead supporter of a single-payer health care bill. Roseanne DeMauro with the union says it would solve the problem of almost 3 million people who remain uninsured under Obamacare.
A single-payer system gives everyone access and it treats everyone as human beings. It treats everyone equally, so you're not a commodity.
But Democratic State Senator and pediatrician Dr. Richard Pan abstained from the vote, citing concerns about patient access to care. He says some people already struggle to get care under the state-run health program Medi-Cal, which is underfunded.
On one hand, being on Medi-Cal is certainly better than being uninsured in many different situations, in most situations, but we also know there's access issues as well.
The single-payer bill now heads to the Assembly. Sally Schilling, Capital Public Radio News.
Meanwhile, the California Assembly has passed an effort to create a sanctuary state policy for recreational marijuana. It's in response to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who's signaled an intention to crack down on marijuana use. The measure would ban state and local law enforcement from working with federal authorities on activities legalized by Proposition 64 last year. Democratic Assemblyman Rob Bonta supports the bill.
It's important that we honor the will of California's voters and guard against the misuse of California's public tax dollars and resources by, absent a court order, not interfering with those involved in lawful cannabis activity.
But Republican Assemblyman Travis Allen called the measure a complete violation of federal law that will surely be struck down in court.
The hubris of California's Democrats believing they can flout federal law, be it on immigration or drug policy, it's beyond words.
The bill passed by just a single vote and now moves to the state Senate. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.